Have you been watching Channel 4's show Sex Box? Just as the name suggests, the show shows real-life couples having sex in a box in a bid to get people to open up about life in the bedroom. The couples talk about their sex lives with a sex therapist before heading into the studio-built box bedroom to play out what they've just talked about. This week's episode stunned viewers as two complete strangers jumped into bed together. I think I'm going to book. The commentators Tina Calder and Angela Epstein, as you can hear, are with us today. Have you seen this, Tina Calder?
Oh, I haven't actually seen the programme, but I was watching a few clips in advance and reading a few bits and bobs on the web.
Yes.
And I have to say, let's get the elephant out of the room. There are people out there who enjoy voyeurism, and why not? There's nothing wrong with it. What I would say is that sexuality is not really, it shouldn't be a taboo subject. It's true that for many people it's really intensely private, but for others it's not. And so a programme like Sex Box for me is just another way of people expressing themselves in some way, shape or form. I'm not really sure that we should be criticising it because, okay, it's not the best TV on the planet, but then let's be honest, 90% of what's on TV isn't.
Is this not just gratuitous? Is this not just smut?
But most things are. They're gratuitous in some way, shape or form. So I suppose it's just tailoring for another market out there, you know, and it's a curious market, one that it does want to see what goes on behind closed doors. And possibly there are many people watching it thinking to themselves, you know, I wish I was a bit more forthcoming about my sexuality.
Yeah. Angela?
I don't really know where to begin, Stephen. Good morning. This entirely commodifies sex. Now, let's set aside for a moment, there is, as has just been said, an awful lot of smut and gratuitous sex and violence and all the other unsavoury aspects of life on television. We know that. Does that then give us the latitude to want to watch this kind of thing as well? This is purely exploitative TV. It is manipulating the TV viewers, those that get drawn into it, by trying to push the boundaries. I mean, you are making sex something so utterly clinical. It's almost like a lab experiment. Forget
Okay, Angela, wise up, for goodness sake. We have programmes, Angela Epstein,
yes,
on television about the history of the axe, the history of the toenail, castles, you know, all different aspects of life. Why wouldn't we have a programme on television about sex?
Well,
something that we all do and we all want to do.
Well, maybe so, but just because these other things exist and because we have so much navel-gazing television, does that make this right? And, you know, whereas you could say, well, the history of the toenail is fairly innocuous, we're talking about trying to look at sex purely as something which is a clinical, laboratory-style exercise, getting a couple who are engaging in the most intimate act. Yes, lots of people do it. Lots of people go to the loo, but we wouldn't want to have a television programme where we watch people doing that. I mean, they're engaging in an intimate act and then coming back and giving reportage.
But you don't need educated about how to go to the loo. Just by the way, for a clarification, History of the Toenail was one of William Crawley's most accomplished documentaries. people need educated about sex, though, don't they?
To educate people by putting them in some kind of mouse cage and say, you know, come back and let us know. And also, two complete strangers, what about the possibility, and I'm not suggesting they have anything to hide, but, you know, two strangers meeting and having sex, what about the possibility of one catching something from the other? Have they covered that when they educate?
No, these are couples in this programme.
No,
couples.
They had, like, the other week, they had two complete strangers as well.
But strangers have sex. That's what happens when
maybe they do.
People go out to a nightclub, meet each other and go home that night for sex.
I just think this is another example of either Channel 4 is just really, and it's scraping the bottom of the barrel, of just seeing how much we can set aside all standards of decency and just see how much we can push the cliched envelope. We've watched people commit suicide on television. We've watched people do all the kinds of things in life which we know go on, which perhaps are not still relevant to have for the general audience at large. And this is terrestrial television as well. You know, it may be on late at night, but anybody can access it. And I just think this is not totally the way I want broadcasting to go.
I don't even, it's funny, I'm going to echo Angela's words, I don't know where to start, but I think what I will do is start with the use of the word commit when talking about suicide, because we don't do that anymore. Suicide is not and should not be a crime. That's something I'm quite passionate about. Anyway, back to the topic at hand, the thing about the TV, Angela, and I'm not sure if you've worked this out, there is a choice. You can turn it off. You know, you don't have to watch these things. You don't have to engage in TV that you do not enjoy, do not agree with, or don't want to be involved or know that it happens. But by continuing to veil sexuality in some sort of shroud of mystery, we're forcing people to feel like they're doing something wrong. Or worse still, we're less likely to have people educating themselves in their emotional, physical and mental well-being when it comes to matters of sex, lust, love, sexuality, all of the above. They're perfectly natural and normal parts of everyday life. And being human, you know, and sick of hearing people complaining about people talking about sex. We're not talking about it enough. Our young people aren't being faced with the truth enough. They're not getting educated properly. And quite frankly, there are plenty of adults out there who could do with talking about it a little bit more, feeling more comfortable about it. But unfortunately, there are people, and I'm sorry to say this, like you, Angela, who are forcing people to believe that it's not right to talk.
Well, let's let Angela respond to that. If you want to pick up the phone, 030 30 80 55 55, as people and how they have sex and all that, the type of stuff you want to watch on a public service broadcaster, which is what Channel 4 is. Angela.
Just very quickly, I would say, first of all, the argument of, well, you can turn it off is a bit of a get-out-of-jail card. So if you had two white people shouting racist abuse at a black person, in the interest of trying to explain how racism works, and we just open the doors to anything on television, say, well, you know, if you don't like it, you don't want to watch a man beating his wife on television or whatever it is, switch it off. I'm sorry, there has
to be... A man beating his wife is completely different
than having sex.
Don't
interrupt, please. I did listen to you at great length without interrupting. So at least afford me that courtesy. So the fact is that when we say, oh, switch it off, that means that we're really giving our broadcasters license to do anything, because we're then appropriating the censorship to the person who's watching. And second of all, yes, I agree with you about all the noble sentiments about raising the level of people understand all the different dimensions that go to a sexual relationship. That I completely agree with. And maybe there is scope on television for those kind of issues to be discussed. But come on, sticking two people in a plastic box and say, have it away with each other, and then come out and tell us how it was. It's like a lad's night on a Saturday night. Did you get off with her? How did it go? I mean, it's almost like some kind of Roman-style gladiatorial contest or circus act. It's the sort of thing you expect to see on a saucy seaside postcard. If this is the way, and this is not me being sort of, you know, prudish, if this is the way that we're supposed to get our kicks in order to understand about sex, then we're all going to hell in a handcart. I mean, it's just a really ridiculous way of doing it.
Go on, Tina.
I mean, it's disgraceful. It is just a bit of TV fun, which happens to have an interesting message within it. Anyone who tunes in are tuning in for two reasons. One, they want to be entertained. And two, they probably are really curious as to what it's all about. And you can't say that because people have those feelings about a show like that they're wrong. I mean, I don't particularly like most of what's on TV. Some of it I find a bit crass. I'm such a prude, I can't even watch Game of Thrones. But it doesn't stop me acknowledging that there are people out there who want to watch this kind of stuff, who feel entertained by it, who want to appear on these programmes. There's nothing wrong with that. They should be allowed to express that.
Let them. They're allowed to watch it, but please, please spare me the moral high ground when it says this is about trying to inculcate and understand and engage people in the debate about
sexual
relations. Are you denying
that people will be educated?
Television, and it's using a really, really shameless gimmick in order to pull in ratings, and it's just painful and embarrassing. And there are far better ways than sticking people in a box and say, go ahead and have sex and tell us what it was like.
Angela, there are plenty of people out there who don't agree with Big Brother, but at the same time, you cannot deny that people have been somewhat educated about the psychology.
By Big Brother, I don't think so.
Okay, Angela, thank you. Tina, thank you.